Tomorrow will mark the 50th anniversary of the moment when a man first walked on the moon. When President John F. Kennedy announced the project, neither the technology nor the know-how to achieve such a feat even existed. In 1959, NASA acquired what would become known as the Wallops Flight Facility, and it became involved in the development of the agency's Project Mercury capsules for the nation's manned spaceflight program. Keith Kohler is with Wallops on the Virginia Eastern Shore. What do you think is the, first of all, the significance of this event?
Well, I think, you know, overall, when we look at the going to the moon and doing it within the time that President Kennedy gave the nation, you know, early 60s, he said do it by the end of the decade, go to the moon, return safely. I mean, it's just a monumental technical achievement when you look at that, from where we were at the time to where we ended up. I mean, it just took thousands of people. It took, you know, the whole country getting behind that. You know, there's a whole lot of that was going on in the country at the time. You know, going to the moon, it just brought everybody together. You know, as they say, you know, TVs all across the world, people were just glued to the set, you know, just for that short moment, just to, you know, to recognize the historic moment.
Are you struck at all by the how primitive things were back then as opposed to, say, your smartphone today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were just really getting into the, you know, the computer world era, and you know, to be able to do what they did with, you know, with the computers, you know, that we had at that time and the technology, you know, to be able to achieve what we achieved with the technology where we were at is really pretty amazing. And, you know, I think as we get ready to go back to the moon now in 2024, with the Artemis program, I think it really, you know, it's just a you know, we can build on that.
Tell me a little bit about the Wallops' role in all of this.
Sure, Wallops. Well, we weren't, you know, directly involved with the moon landing. We were involved in the very early stages of the development of space capsules. Back in the late 1950s, we were doing aerodynamic tests on different space capsule designs. And then when the Mercury space capsule for the first human space flight, the abort testing that was done for the space capsule to, in case something went wrong with the rocket while on the pad or during the flight, that you could pull the capsule away to keep the astronauts safe. That was done here at Wallops. We also did various testing on aerodynamic shapes during the time, did testing on heat shield. We did testing even as small as looking at pressure that the space capsule would receive during reentry to help develop the switches so that when for the parachutes to come out and bring the space capsules, you know, slowly and safely down to the ocean. So we were really at the forefront of the development of human spaceflight here at Wallops.
Now, one of the new developments really has been the development of commercial spacecraft, satellites, and so on, which were, in one sense, almost unimaginable at the time that they were going to the moon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at that time, you know, we really didn't have a commercial program. Really, within the last 10 years or so, I mean, the commercial sector has really picked up. Not only building satellites and things, but also now, you know, building the rockets. You have various companies building large rockets that are carrying satellites. You have companies that are designing lunar landers for the next time when we do go back that we'll be using. So I think it's not just a government activity this time. It's a government, educational institutions, and the commercial sector all in one, and it will be an international activity. So it won't just be a U.S. Effort this time. It will be an international effort to go back.
So what will the role of Wallops be in the next manned flight to the moon?
We'll be providing tracking telemetry support for the rocket launches when they do go. The launches will be conducted from Florida, but we will be tracking from here at Wallops and also at our tracking site in Bermuda. We're also involved in technical advisory aspects and helping doing studies for CubeSats and small sats that are going to be doing lunar studies. So, you know, over the next several years, we're going to be heavily involved in the efforts to get us back to the moon and then go on to Mars.
Keith Kohler is with the Wallops Flight Facility on Virginia's Eastern Shore. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.